Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. We're in the middle of Caregivers Month, and we're going to find out more about that and the Parkinson's Foundation with John Lear, who's the president, CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation. And Carla, and I'm going to do my best on pronouncing your name, Bala Stegi. Stegi.
Close, Velastegi.
All right. I'm going to call you Carla. Carla, you're a caregiver and a care partner for your mom, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2010. Is it important for everybody to understand what caregivers go through in caring for their loved ones?
Absolutely. So, care partners are essential. We're providing emotional and the physical support needing that someone needs when they're managing a chronic condition. But it's not only about supporting daily tasks. We also play a huge role in ensuring the well-being of our loved ones. So whether it's managing medications, to attending appointments, but also the emotional support so that our loved one is not navigating a diagnosis alone, but that they feel and they know they have a community of support backing them up as they're navigating Parkinson's disease. So it's extremely, I would say it's extremely important for listeners out there to be aware about some of the realities that we're facing.
John, let's talk about the Parkinson's Foundation itself. I have a very close friend who has Parkinson's. I believe my grandfather had Parkinson's. Are we making headway in finding ways of preventing it or curing it?
Yeah, so we are making a lot of progress. Within the last couple of years, we have made progress in moving beyond just a simply clinical diagnosis of Parkinson's. And so now we have biomarkers, tests that clinicians can order that can detect Parkinson's much earlier than previously. So, I expect within the next couple of years, we'll actually have a blood test that'll make it very simple to diagnose people with Parkinson's disease. So that's a big advance because it means that care can be provided earlier. Medications and exercise regimens can be developed earlier. So I think that's a good sign. There's a lot of therapies, new drugs that are in the work, coming at Parkinson's from different angles, including genetics and stem cells. And so there's a lot of work going on to bring about new and better therapies for people with Parkinson's. So I'm excited about where we are. Certainly, we're looking for a cure, and that's a big part of what we do at the Parkinson's Foundation. But there's been a lot of progress made, so it's encouraging.
You know, Carla, I took care of my mother. She did not have Parkinson's, but being a caregiver, and I wasn't a full-time caregiver. I was the one who took her to doctors and made sure she was okay and did the finances and all of that. It was an unforgiving job, okay? Do caregivers have to back off sometimes and just take time for themselves?
Absolutely. So Mark, as you mentioned, caregiving can be a 24/7 responsibility sometimes. And it's extremely important for us to realize that our own well-being is just as important as the well-being of the person that we're caring for, especially when we're supporting someone with a chronic illness. And so taking the time for ourselves to step back, carve out those moments for self-care, but also being realistic about what we're able to handle. And something that I always recommend, I think it's extremely important to remember, is ask for help. We can't do it all. And so we need to reach out to our family, friends, or neighbors to really build that community of support so that we're all able to ensure the well-being of our loved one, but also the well-being of us, the person who is caring for them.
What about you just said, asking for help. I know that independent people, and they come down with Parkinson's, it's sometimes difficult to ask for help. Even, hey, can you help me stand up? Can you help me walk over there, wherever there is? Do Parkinson's patients need to understand they need help now?
Yes, absolutely. I would say, you know, it's I think it's a part of human nature wanting to help people around us and also accepting that help. And so I think for those who are supporting a loved one with Parkinson's or their caregivers, it's really important for us to stay connected and reach out and offer help. So whether we're running errands for them and picking up medication, we're helping out with household chores, or even just checking in for that emotional support of, hey, how are you? And how can I step in to give you a break? Or how can I step in to support you in your day to day is extremely important. And the other part that I would say as well is raising awareness about the disease, and really advocating for better resources is another way that individuals, the community, and the public is able to help, especially for communities where language barriers exist in accessing care, or even when there's still stigma around what Parkinson's entails. And so that's where I think organizations like the Parkinson's Foundation are key, and at least for me, you know, they have been a foundation in providing me with resources and guidance on how I can care for myself, but also care for my mom, as well as for my mom in accessing resources in Spanish, so that she can better understand how to manage and how to navigate this chronic illness.
John, are there things that the general public doesn't know about Parkinson's?
Yeah, I think probably first and foremost that 1 million Americans are living with Parkinson's disease and that 90,000 individuals are newly diagnosed each year. I think the symptoms like tremors, stiffness, slowness of movement, those are well known. But there are a lot of non-motor symptoms like depression, apathy, sleep issues, cognitive changes that are unknown or not well known. So it's not just about the physical side. There's an emotional and psychological side to Parkinson's that people don't often see. Another thing that we say all the time is that no two people with Parkinson's will experience the same course of disease. Some people have rapid onset of disease symptoms, and others will progress very slowly. So it's unpredictable, and because of that, it's challenging to manage.
We're just about out of time, so I'm going to ask John, where can people go for more information?
Yes, yeah, so for more information, go to our website, parkinson.org. For information on care partners, go to parkinson.org/carepartners. We also have a toll-free helpline, which is 1-800-4-PD-INFO. That's 1-800-4-PD-INFO. And the good news is all of our information is available in English and in Spanish.
That is terrific. And again, the website to go to is parkinsons.org/carepartners. Our guests have been Carla, who takes care of her mom with who has Parkinson's, and of course John Lear, president of and CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation. I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health.